Greetings, everyone. I'm going to give, I hope, a successful overview of how to organize the home screen in iOS 4. It often comes up on the VI phone list that people don't know how to do this, and people find it frustrating. All right, I'm one of these totally blind guys who's been totaled forever, and I can't walk a straight line, and I can't carry a plate of food level, and all that stuff that we all don't do very well, or at least a lot of us don't, except for those of you who do. And I can do this. So you can almost certainly do it too. You may have to work on some concepts. You may have to go slower. You may have to lighten up your touch a little. You may have to concentrate on going in straight lines. All of those things. But almost certainly, if I can do this, so can you. And it's really a nice feature of this operating system to have such total independent control of our ability to organize the home screen. I'm going to start from pretty much the beginning, I hope. So some of this will be review for just about everybody. And obviously, my home screen does not look like your home screen. Mine's a mess. And so when you're doing this, though, you'll be able to take the home screen, take the examples, because you'll see what I'm doing, and you'll be able to simply emulate it on your own system. Obviously, it doesn't matter whether you have an iPhone 3GS or a phone 4. And also, I would assume the touch works with this. And the iPad, the same principles are going to apply, but it's going to be a different scale because the thing is bigger. I don't have one yet, but I'm going to soon. So anyway, we will be talking about the small devices right now. So I am sitting here, let's see, and I have the speed up all the way, and I'm not going to turn it down, and I have hints off, and I'm not going to turn them on. You won't really need any of this. You'll get the feedback from what I'm doing. It's not that important. So I'm sitting here.
Page 4 of 9.
On page 4 of 9. Now, actually, what that means is, in fact, let me hit the home key to
page
get out
nine.
Of that.
Word breath.
That's nice. Now I'm on.
Page 4 of 8.
So I have 8 screens full of junk that I've downloaded over the year that I've had these devices.
Page 4 of 8.
And as soon as I go into edit the home screen, then a new blank screen is created which can receive apps. As soon as I hit the home screen to end the edit mode, then that phantom screen 9, in my case, goes away. To get from screen to screen, you're going to triple finger swipe left to go up the number of pages, and triple finger swipe right to go down the number of pages. At the same time, if you want to, when you've selected that icon that says, like in my case, page 4 of 8, if you double tap, you can go up to the next page that way. If you press home, you'll be returned to the first main screen, page 1 of your home screens. I have a lot of stuff on here that I don't care about. I don't know why I don't even just delete about half of it, and I probably will in time. And we're going to start out doing some simple things, and then we're going to move to more complicated moves and creating folders and uncreating folders and all this kind of stuff that we've all done. When I first started this, I found it eminently frustrating, and I made a discovery shortly ago that really makes a difference, and I'm going to pass this on to you. So we know that to move an app around, to organize things on the screen, you're going to double tap and hold. And what that's going to do, actually, is put you in a mode where then your gestures are the same as ordinary iPhone gestures as opposed to voiceover gestures. So now you know that the home screen can consist of 16 apps in a 4x4 array, four columns across, four rows down. And then below that is what's called the dock. That's a sort of a new term in iPhone parlance. It's an old Mac term, as I understand it. The four apps on the bottom of the screen will appear no matter which page of your home screen you are on. And you can adjust those, too. I'm not sure we will here, but you can have total control over what's on your dock. You don't have to leave what they give you. iTunes was on my dock, and I'm one of these weirdos that doesn't use iTunes, so I put OOTunes, my favorite radio tuning app, on my dock. So you can do this, all that. The dock is open to movement as well. So you know that then, as I just indicated, there's four columns. Four apps can go across, no more, no less than four apps can fit on each row of your screen. The important principle, one of them, is that when you double tap and hold, all of a sudden there are 8 positions across on your screen, not 4 anymore. For each app, there are 2 positions. The left-hand position is the position that, if when you hear it, it's going to give you a little beep, And then it's going to say, hopefully, but not always, row X of Y, a row 1 column, row X column Y. That's the position that displaces the app that was there and puts the new one that you're moving onto that piece of screen real estate. That's a nice safe place because you're not going to create any folders that you didn't want to create. The right-hand position for each app creates a folder, and that will be a really good thing if you want to create a folder, and then it's kind of annoying if you don't want to create a folder and you end up creating one. We've all done that. I did it during an earlier incarnation of this recording when I was working under somewhat less ideal circumstances than I am now. So, in view of this, you can be in total control of, which is what I didn't used to know, you're totally in control of whether you create folders or just move things around and shuffle them. And we'll talk about changing pages, whether you want to or don't want to, here in a little while. All right, let me look at my little screen 4 here.
Word graph.
All right, that's the top left.
Bing Classical.
I want to work in the middle. Bing Classical is fun. I'm going to have to spend 99 cents and buy that thing because the free trial is going to end here shortly. What's across from there? Whoops.
Bing Classical. Clickable. Earth Convert.
All right. A couple of GPS apps that I downloaded and probably never even tried. Pokebo and Earth Cobra. We're going to start with them. I'm going to move Pokebo over to the right. And when you move an app like this, when you just move it one position to the right, it swaps position with the other one. So Pokebo will then be in column 3 of row 2, and Earth Cobra will be in column 2. Now, a little principle that isn't so significant now, but will become so later. I'm going to select, I'm going to tap.
Bing Classical.
No.
Pokebo.
Pokebo. All right, I have now tapped Pokebo. It is highlighted. I'm not touching the screen right now. So when I double tap and hold, I'm going to be acting on Pokebo. It does not matter where I double tap and hold. As it happens, for preference sake, I'm going to double tap and hold lower. And this becomes very important later when it goes to changing or avoiding the changing of pages, and sometimes in terms of also reaching the edges of the screen. All right. I'm going to double tap and hold, and we're going to move Pokebo one position to the right.
Moving Pokebo.
I slide to the right.
On Earth Number.
Keep sliding. There. It's Pokebo. Done. Now, you notice, as soon as I heard that little itsy-bitsy tone, I lifted my finger. Sometimes you do not get a message telling you what row and column you're on, but that tone is a dead giveaway. As soon as you hear that tone, that's where you want to be, and you lift your finger. So let's have a look at row 2.
Word graph. Bing Classical. Earth Number. Pokebo.
There we go. Neatly swapped. All right. I'm going to take, next thing we're going to do is we're going to take Pokebo and move it down. So what happens, assuming I go in a straight line, is I'm going to go down and I'll be on top of the next app that's below. What is below this thing anyway?
Pokebo. Notify Matt.
Okay, go to the demo of Notify Me there.
Say text. Pokebo.
Let's get Pokebo highlighted. All right. So once I am told that I'm on Notify Me, I can either slide to the left to the column and row position, or I can slide to the right. It doesn't really matter, whichever I want to do. I have the choice for a single row move like that, single vertical move from one row to the next. All right, let's do this. Let's highlight good old Pokebo here. All right, well, I highlighted it. Let's move it. Double tap and hold.
Moving Pokebo.
And go down.
I'll notify Matt.
To the right. I hear my little tone. I don't wait for the feedback, which may or may not have come, and I release. So now to look at row 3.
Bing Classical. No. French. Notify Matt. Pokebo.
There we go. Isn't that nice? So those are pretty easy. And obviously, when you're doing this at home, ideally, if you're having difficulty with this process, get good at that kind of thing before you then try to do what's next. None of this stuff, like just about anything you do with the phone, should cause any fear. Yeah, stuff comes at you quickly. And yes, you can make mistakes. Well, you know, the only way we learn is by making mistakes. So go ahead and make them, and they're not going to hurt anything. I mean, there are mistakes that you don't want to make, but in this particular rubric, in this particular area of operation of moving things around on the iPhone screen, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. All right, now what I want to do is take something and move it across the screen all the way from row 1 to, or column 1 to column 4.
French.
Let's take
RFO.
Now, another thing.
Phone. Page RFO.
You can't, if the screen isn't full, and this one isn't, you can't move anything into row for column 4, as that position is not available to you until there are 16 apps on the screen. Let's not mess with that row. Let's use
Bing Classical.
Here, let's see. I guess we could use you.
Scan 2.0. Orange pages. Here. Files raised to the power of 2.
Okay, Bing Classical is going to go from row 2, column 1, all the way across to row 2, column 4. Now, this is a little deadlier because if you go too far, you end up changing pages. Not the end of the world. You can undo it, but it's really annoying, especially if that's if in this case, that would be page 5, which is probably less important than page 4. But if page 5 was important, if things were already nicely organized the way I want them on page 5, then I have to fix it again. I don't want to do that. So we're going to pay attention. We're going to listen. And if we do, we will avoid the danger, which is very easy to do, of going too far, of going past the column 4 indicator into page 5 of your home screen. All right. So let's
Bing Classical.
Highlight that, and I'm going to double tap and hold. Now, obviously, I want to double tap and hold way over to the left this time because I want to have room to go to the right. I don't want to double tap and hold on the right. If I do, I won't have room to get myself over to column 4. Of course, if I do, I can just take my finger off, relocate the app, and redouble tap and hold. But, you know, that's the deal. So, here I go.
Moving Bing Classical.
Across to the right.
On Earth Timber. Row 2, column 2.
Now I'm just going to rest a second here. We're safe. We're not creating folders. We're doing just fine.
On orange pages. Row 2, column 3.
And one more.
On files raised to the power of 2.
Perfect. And I've noticed that it is on those edges where you often don't get the row X, column Y feedback. But since I know to listen and then release as soon as I hear the tone, we're in good shape. We have now moved that totally needlessly across the screen over to the right. So, now, let's talk about changing pages intentionally as opposed to unintentionally. I've got some stuff on here that I really don't care about. I don't remember where the things are anymore, but I'm going to take orange pages, which if I remember correctly, I could just as well delete. I'm going to move it to page 8 of my home screen. Here's the deal. So when you drag to the right, then you go up the number of pages away from your main screen. And when you drag to the left, and you start changing pages, you go down. The trick is, when you get across past good old row 4, column 4, in this or row whatever it is going to be, column 4 in this case, and then the warble starts telling you that you're changing pages. Once you hear that, leave your finger there, as long as you want to, and listen. You get good feedback, at least on my phone, for this operation. You hear warble followed by page 5, page 6, page 7. As soon as you hear warble, in my case, that equals page 8, I'm going to release. I'm not going to even wait around to hear page 8. So you just count the appropriate warbles, and when you hear the right one, let go, and that program will be where you want it to be. I don't even know where it is right now, so let's find it here.
French. Notify Matt. Pikivo. Doc you alike. Moxie. RFO.
Yeah,
Earthember. Orange pages.
Oh, there it is. All right. So now this time, it happens to be in column 2. I'm going to double tap and hold way over on the left so that I have plenty of room to get myself over past column 4 into the page change range, or whatever you call that. Highly technical terms here. So let's get rid of orange pages, or almost get rid of it. Double tap and hold.
Moving orange pages.
You're good.
On files raised to the power of 2, row 2, column 3, on Bing Classical. Page 5 of 9, page 6 of 9, page 7 of 9, page 8 of 9.
There. It's now gone off of screen 4, where I didn't really want it to be. And I'm still on...
Wapsula.
No, I'm not. I'm on screen 8 right now. That was a web browser. It wasn't a bad free web browser. Good old Wapsula. All right, so I need to triple finger swipe right to get back.
Page 7 of 9. Page 6 of 9. Page 5 of 9. Page 4 of 9.
There we go.
Word graph.
And of course, as we know, I only really have 8 screens, but I'm still in edit mode. I haven't hit home to put myself out of edit mode yet, so we're in good shape. Now let's intentionally, as opposed to unintentionally, create a folder, and then we'll unintentionally create one and show you how easy it is to undo if you do unintentionally create one, and I bet you will, because I have. All right, I have somewhere stashed on this screen of stuff that I don't use much ever.
Moxie, Doc Viewer Lite.
Okay, Doc Viewer Lite.
Page 4 of 9. Doc Viewer Lite
is in row 4, column 2. Now I have 2 empty positions on this thing because I've got rid of orange pages.
RFO. Gadgets to go. Pikivo. Notify Matt. Earthember. Files raised to the power of 2.
Oh, good. All right, well, this is going to be an easy move. Files to the raised to the power of 2. I'm going to create a files folder of these two apps I downloaded at some point. So let's take good old files raised to the power of 2 here and move it down a couple of rows and land it on DocViewerLite, thereby creating a folder. It's highlighted right now, so I'm going to double tap and hold and go down.
Moving files raised to the power of 2. On the keyboard. On DocViewerLite.
Release.
Creating productivity folder. Productivity.
All right.
Text field.
Now, the iPhone has a few specific folders that it likes to create for you, and you don't have to keep that name. Right now, we're in the mode where you can edit the file name, and if you don't do it now, you can do it later. So we're in a text field with the word productivity in here. I'm going to flick right.
Clear text button.
Double tap.
Text field is editing.
And I'm going to make this files, and you can watch my crummy editing abilities. I love my Braille keyboard.
Capital E.
No.
Capital D. Capital F. I. L. E. E. W. S.
Maybe I could call it file management. Oh, to heck with it. Files is good. All right. So now we've got the name files in here. And since I wanted to do this, if I flick right, I'll see the folders that are in there.
D.
Or the...
Files. Text. Clear text. Button. DocViewerLite. Files raised to the power of 2.
All right. That's a wonderful folder. It actually is thematic. It actually makes sense. So I'm going to leave that. I'll hit home. Now that I've hit home, I am now out of the mode where I can edit the file name, but I'm still in the folder. And I could still move things around and take things out of the folder. But I don't want to do that. I like my folder. So I'm going to hit home again.
WordRef.
And it gives me WordRef, which is the lovely thing, I don't remember what it is, on the topmost position of my screen. That's what VoiceOver reads to me at this point. All right, let's unintentionally create a folder. Well, I guess I will be intentional, but the fact is, let's pretend like I don't want to do it. Let's take...
Scan 2.0, WordRef.
Okay, WordRef. WordRef.
EarthEmber.
Well, that's a bad folder. Yeah, we're not going to create that folder. We're going to move WordRef down onto EarthComber here and let it create a folder. So,
WordRef.
Double tap and hold. Go
moving
down.
WordRef. On EarthEmber.
There.
Release. Creating reference folder.
Oh, a reference folder.
Text
isn't
field.
That nice. Okay. Now, when you do this unintentionally, and I haven't researched every aspect of this, so, you know, but I haven't tried every possible thing you can do, but this is the time to undo it right here and now. You didn't want to do it. Say a few words that you don't probably want everybody to hear. And find the app. Let's find the one we were going to move in here.
Clear text button. EarthEmber.
There. No, that's
WordRef.
That's WordRef. Let's take WordRef. I'm just going to double tap and hold right now.
Moving WordRef.
And just go down.
Closing reference folder.
There. Doesn't exist anymore. The folder is gone. Now, if you wait, then what happens if you then? And you may also want this sometimes. Obviously, let's say you've got a folder and you want to take something out of it. But you still want to keep the folder. If you press the home key to get out of the edit your file name mode and then take the app out of the folder with its one other program in it will still be there. But now that folder is gone, so we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Bing Classical. Gadgets to go. Bing Classical. French. RFO.
I don't know where those things
Say text.
Are.
Spanish text.
And I probably don't really care either, so I'm not going to worry about it. All right, we've just about done everything you can do here to organize the home screen. The last thing I'm going to do is something that I want to do for myself anyway, and it's a good little illustration. I'm going to take Pokebo and put it into my navigation folder. The navigation folder is where I stash GPS apps that I think maybe I'll use sometime. I'm not much of a GPS app user as much as a lot of people. I think I would be, but I don't tend to... I haven't found one that, even Navigon, I haven't found to be that helpful for me. Given my lifestyle, I tend to travel around a town that is, if I go to an unfamiliar place, it isn't very hard to figure out how to get there, and so I don't need to tell it to tell me how to do it. And I tend to like human directions better. But anyway, that's a digression. I'm going to find Pokebo. I don't remember where it is.
Notify that. Moxie. RFO. French. Bing Classical.
Not
Gadgets
finding
to go.
It very... systematically.
Moxie. Files. Folder. Pokebo.
Oh, there we go. Okay, it's over here on the right, actually, which is interesting because I'm going to want to drag it all the way to the left and to change pages. So I'm going to want to double tap and hold over on the right, and I need to get back to page 2. Once I get back to page 2, then I will start and I will move it up to the navigation folder and put it in the navigation folder, and then that's where it'll be. So let's double tap and hold on the right.
99% battery power.
Oh, be
charging.
Quiet.
Status
bar
item.
The dock.
Files.
Be
folder.
There. There.
Moving file.
Oops, that was a mistake. I'm not paying attention. I don't want to move files. It's no problem, though. I can just double tap and hold what I do want to move. I didn't move it, so it's fine.
Pokebo.
There. I double tap. Or I tap Pokebo. Now I'm got the right thing selected. So let's double tap and hold.
Moving Pokebo.
All the way across.
Unnotify that. On French. On Bing Classical. Wrote page 3 of 9. Page 2 of 9.
There. Just where I want. I let it go as soon as I heard that little beep followed by the page 2. I don't know when I released, but right in that process somewhere. You have a good second or so before you go to the next page where you didn't want to go. All right. Now, since I dragged that to the left, it's going to be on the left side of the screen.
Text expander. Pokebo.
There it is. And the nav, the, if I remember right, navigation
around me
is
MobiNet. Around me.
Where is it anyway? I probably move too.
Navigation folder.
Oh.
Pokebo.
Well, isn't that easy? It's right next to Pokebo, so that's a simple one. Let's get
Pokebo.
Pokebo highlighted. Double tap and hold.
Moving Pokebo.
Go to the right.
On navigation folder.
Release.
Around me.
And it's now in the navigation folder. Around me isn't in the navigation folder, oddly enough, because I use it some. Although I'm, you know, that's what we always do. We always kind of reassess how we organize things and what are we using more and what are we using less. At least that's what I do. So if I were to bother to open the navigation folder right now, I would want to hit home to get out of edit mode, and then I could open the navigation. Well, I could open it either way. It doesn't matter. I think. Let's see. Am I right?
Navigation folder.
Yeah, I opened it.
Navigation text field.
In fact, that gives me the file name editing process right now because I'm already in edit mode. So if I hit home right now, I'm in navigation.
Clear text button. Box track. Navigate. Where to? MapQuest. Where? GPS. Nearby Navi. Pokebo.
And there's all my collection of downloaded when I was really into let's download all the GPS apps and try to find the miracle GPS app phase I was in a while back. There they all are. Home again. Closes the folder.
Navigation.
I'm
folder.
Still in edit mode. Home again.
Safari. Audio. Folder.
Actually puts me back on page. I miscounted the homes. Now I'm back on my home screen, and I am
page 1 of 8.
Back in normal mode because I only have 8 screens showing. I hope this has made this easier for you if you are somebody who is having trouble with it. There's no reason to. I've had people who talk about how they put apps on the dock screen and then they take them back off the dock screen in order to move them to a different page. You can do that. But there isn't really a lot of reason to. The way I do it just works for me, and I think it's the way the system is made to work. And it really, if you do the gestures right and listen, it really does work the way it's supposed to work. So hope you've found this beneficial. You can write to me at dean@top.enterprises.com, and a little shameless plug. Hopefully sooner rather than later, we'll have a book on the iPhone available in electronic or paper braille or text or DAISY available from National Braille Press that Anna Dressner and I are co-authoring at this moment. And so this is the kind of thing, not so much with this off-the-cuff and digressions and audio feedback, but this is the sort of information you'll get in our book. So take care and happy iDevice use, everybody.